Okay, it's chus to be back together. We're in Perek Aleph, in my copy, the third paragraph into Perek Aleph of Mesilas Yesharim. You know, usually we learn together on Monday. We were snowed out. I hope that we weren't snowed out of learning Torah. It's very important, you know. Obviously, when there is no yeshiva, that there's a reason for that. When it comes, it's a sakana to drive more than you need to be driving. And yesterday, for sure, the roads were very bad, and definitely there's a sakana involved, but that doesn't mean. So then, Baruch Hashem, we all have svarim in our homes, and we all have ways to learn. And if chas, I hope, again, this is a little muster lemafreya, if you call it, but I hope yesterday was the day that we learned no less than if we would have been in yeshiva. And if it came out that way, because it was a little less conducive and a little harder, so at least it should be chizik for the future. They're talking about snow again tonight all night. And if for whatever reason it happens and yeshiva's canceled, it should be a chizik to us. To us, yeshiva's not important, Torah is important. Yeshiva happens to be the most conducive place for us to sit and learn Torah. But if I don't have yeshiva, it doesn't mean I'm not learning, it doesn't mean I don't have my svarim, it doesn't mean I'm not putting in as much amelus as I can. And the ikur is that we're learning and we're growing always. Okay, let's get back into the Sharm. Here we are, Perek Aleph. In mind, as I said, three paragraphs in. Vihine samo HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'adam. Vihine samo HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'adam. You guys have the place, you're good? You have, no? Yep. Samo HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'adam b'makom sh'rabim bo ha'marchikim aso mimeno yisparach. We're trying to get close to Hashem. We're trying to build dveikus l'Hashem, as we discussed until now. But here the Ramchal tells us, Samo HaKadosh Baruch Hu places la'adam, a person, b'makom sh'rabim bo ha'marchikim aso mimeno yisparach, where there are many entities, there are many situations, as much in this world, that distances us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's marchik, that causes us to be far away from the Ribono Shel Olam. There are a lot of distractions from that dveikus. There's a lot that keeps us away. Some of them being even mutter distractions. Past Sunday night was a very, very big distraction, perhaps, for some. It's a big distraction. Many, many hours spent. Wasn't even a good game, you know? So, was that worth it? Maybe for some of us need it. Some of us need a mutter outlet. Some of us, it's a marchik. And more than the mutter marchikim, let's not talk about those. Let's talk about obvious for all of us. V'heim heim ataivos hachoimrios. Our temptations towards physicality. There's so much that pulls us in, whether it's taiva for money, taiva's nashim, all different types of taiva that pulls us away from avodas Hashem, pulls us away from our davening and from our learning and from giving over ourselves all day to Torah mitzvos. So we have so much that pulls us away. We're in a world full of distractions. Asher im yimashach achreihem, if we're pulled towards these taivos, hinei hu misrachik v'olech mina tov amiti, we're going to be far away from tov amiti, from true good. We'll find some pleasure, but it's not toiv amiti, as we've discussed. It's not that ultimate toiv. It's not true simcha zachayim. Not true simcha, which is shleimistik simcha, which is not just for our guf, but for our neshama, where we feel it through and through. Let's just read one more line, and we'll talk about this for a minute. V'nimtza shehu musam be'emes b'toich ha'melchama ha'chazaka. Each and every one of us is placed in a great melchama, a great war. We live a life of a melchama. What's that melchama? The melchama between the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. The melchama against nefesh and guf, neshama and guf. The melchama between ruchnius and gashmius. It's a grand melchama. It's a melchama, it's a war full of many battles. The battles are daily. The war is continuous for all of life. Each day I wake up and I have a battle. How much time I put into my avodas Hashem, how much time I give over to those quote-unquote mutter outlets. And that balance that I'm balancing, I'm trying to figure out for myself. And then I have stronger taivas sometimes that I have to defeat. And when it comes to Shmir Tzinayim, it's a world of milchama that I'm placed in. That's what it is to be an Eved Hashem. What it is to be a Yid means I live a life of milchama. That's scary, but it's also very beautiful. We'll get to the beautiful part in a few minutes. My Rebbe, one of my Rebbeim, Rebbe Yitzchak Kohn, he's a Rebbe in YU, some of you might know from Rosh HaKolol. He was my Rebbe in high school, in MTA, and I was very, very close with him for a long time, still till today. The schuster, he was Mesadar Kedushin by Mechasana. And Rebbe Kohn says, this is the reason why we love sports so much. Why are we infatuated with sports? Why do we love, not to, okay, playing sports, but even why we're so infatuated with playing sports, watching sports. What's the greatness of sports? The greatness of sports is the competition in sports. That's what we love about sports. Right? Those of us who were watching the game this past Sunday night. Personally, I didn't. But those of us who were. We were so excited at the beginning because there was such talk of, wow, the two bet. They seem to be, from most people's insight, we see where insight goes, straight out the window, but that these were the two best teams in football. This is the best defense against the best offense. And that's probably none of us here were Denver Broncos fans or Seattle Seahawks fans, right? None of us were really, I doubt it, anyone, right? None of us were. But you still, there's an excitement of that, of what? What are you excited for? These are not teams you're rooting for, but suddenly you have to take on a team to root for. You think about which team you're going to try to root for, whether you like the Peyton Manning, you like the underdog, you always want to root for a team. And what was exciting? What's exciting? The exciting was the competition. We're excited about watching that competition. And that's why somewhere in the third quarter where the game was far out of reach, it was pretty boring, the game at that point. We weren't so excited about the game anymore. Unless you're a Seattle Seahawks fan, you're really not excited about the game anymore. We're excited. We enjoy competition in life. That's what we enjoy, watching competition. We enjoy being part of competition. When it comes to sports, what's sports different than any other exercise that most of us don't like doing? We don't enjoy... For the life of me, I can't exercise, but I love playing ball. And that's what I try to be my exercise. But why won't I enjoy... Stam, shmartim nashaseichem. There's no competition for me, unless you're competing against yourself and figuring out how much weight you could lose. But no competition in running on a treadmill. But running a race, playing basketball, playing football, playing hockey, it's competition involved. We don't enjoy playing against a second grade team, but it's the same ball in the same basket, but there's no competition. So I don't enjoy that anymore. So we love sports, it's because we love the competition. Why do we love the competition so much? Because it's the essence of mankind. Because of the line we just read, because of what Ramchal just said. V'nimsa shumusam be'emet betocha mocham ha'chazaka. Our whole existence is that same competition. Our whole existence is that mochama. Bein toiv l'ra, bein gashmi l'ruchni, bein yitotov l'yitarara. Bein those that are marchikim, those that distance us, and those that bring us close, that are makrivim, that bring us close to Ribbono Shel'olam. That's our life, that's our essence, our neshama against our guf. So we love competition because that's who we are. We live a life of competition. Oh. The emes is, it's very important that it's done this way. Why did Ribbono Shel'olam do it this way? Why did Ribbono Shel'olam do it this way? Why did Ribbono Shel'olam not make it easy? Yeah, our goal of life, like we've discussed, is to be close to Hashem. So don't bring the marchikim, don't bring the taivas. Let's just read one more line before we answer that question. Kikol Yoni Ailam, everything in this world, everything that goes on in this world, Bein Latoiv, Bein Lamutov, whether it's for good or for bad, Hinehem this Yonos Ladam, they're tests. Constant tests. Ha'oini mitad echad, Roshu mitad echad, whether you're poor or whether you're rich, that's also a test. Everything's a test. We'll explain in a minute. Everything in life is a test. We're full of tests. Why do we have to be full of tests? Why can't Makrish Baruch make it easy? Let's not have so many tests. And the terrace is obvious. Because that's what brings it meaning. That's what makes it meaningful. Both for feeling proud of oneself and ultimately in the eyes of Hashem and the Schar. If there was no test, if there was nothing marchikim, if I wasn't in that balance of war, is it really something special to serve Hashem, to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs? Does that really say much? Would we even feel proud of that? Will we gain a geschmack from it? And would HaKadosh Baruch Hu be offering us such grand reward like we're offered Be'ezer Hashem Acher Me'ev Esrim? Why? What? We have to earn that. That's what makes it meaningful. We spoke about this once before. When it comes using those same analogies as sports, what was meaningful to the Seattle Seahawks, what was meaningful to them was that they defeated what was the so-called best other team in the league. That's chashiv. That's meaningful. If they played some Yeshiva League flag football team, even the ones that think they're so good, even the best ones, even what is it, Big Blue, right? Still, is that still? No, I don't know. What wasn't that? No, what do they call? What's the big team there? There are a few of the Chashev teams when I was there. I don't know. Whatever they are. Even those, nobody would feel so proud. Nobody would be so excited. It's because of the competition. Because I earned it. Because it was hard. Because it was effort. That's Chashev. So too is life. And then that Nisayon becomes a Nes. It becomes where I'm first of all creating miracles. I feel those miracles, and everyone wants to be involved in miracles. When I'm overachieving, I'm defeating Yetzer, I'm defeating the Taiva, that's so natural, that's part of this world. But it's also a Nes, the same Shoresh. What's Nes? A banner. It's a flag. I've excelled. I'm successful. I raise the banner. I raise that banner for myself, for the Rabbonu Shalom. That's what it is to live life. I'm leading a successful life. Not just if there are no taivas and there's no marchikim and there's nothing, there's no melchama, it's okay. Everybody's really the same. Everybody would be the same. And everything's a test. Let's read a little weiter. Everything's a test. You want to be wealthy. You want to not be wealthy. But they're all tests. Kenyan Shama Shlomo, like Shlomo Melch says. Shlomo Melch says a mishlei. Pen esba v'chichashti. Perhaps, maybe, I will be satiated. Esba, I'll be satiated. I'll be wealthy. V'chichashti v'amarti mi Hashem. Chas v'shom, I'll deny and I'll say, who is God? Koyichi v'yaitim yadi. Who's the Kodesh Baruch Hu? It's me. Look at my success. Look at my money. I got it. God, you know, God, I don't need you anymore. I needed you, you know, a few years ago. Now I'm rich. Now I don't need you anymore. Or pen ivoresh. Maybe I'll be impoverished. V'ganafti, I'll come to steal and I'll come to do things that are inappropriate. And I'll also deny God. I'll say, where is God in my life? Right? Hashalva mitad echad v'yesur mitad echad. Whether I have tranquility on one side is a test. And yesur mitad echad. And difficulties mitad echad. Adshin nimtzei zamelcham elav panim v'achar. Our war is in front and back. We're always at war. We're always in this nisayon. You know, I've thought about it. I don't know why we like to think like this. Sure, we've all at some point in life bought a lottery ticket, especially when, you know, when the lottery is very big, right? They had the big Mega Millions about a month ago. It was $650 million, right? Something like that, some crazy number. It's very funny, I think, how human nature that we're all excited and everybody has to go out and buy a lottery ticket when it hits $650 million. When it's $20 million, that I don't need that. The chance of winning is the same, right? The chance doesn't go higher when the numbers get higher. In fact, the chances of slightly get lower. There's so many more buys, so there's more of a chance that if you win, you'll win with somebody else. But when the number's that big, it's so exciting to me, because to have $400 million, but we wouldn't be ecstatic with $2 million. Every lottery is $5 million, $10 million. We never play at those low numbers. That I don't need. It's something to analyze for another time. But Lemaisa, when those numbers are so big, so I've played the live. I've bought a lottery ticket. I've never seen it. I've heard a famous story about Rav Moshe that somebody once asked Rav Moshe if you're allowed to play the lottery. Whatever it is, not to get into the lachic background of that right now. Rav Moshe said, apparently, this is how the story goes, that Rav Moshe says you're allowed to buy one ticket. One ticket you're allowed to buy. That's the shtadlus, but more than that is showing you don't have bitachon. If you're good, you have to put one to be in the game. More than that, your chances really go up. So one out of 200 million to one out of 100 million, does your chance really go up? Your chance doesn't really go up. So you buy one, you put in your shtablis. If you win, you win. So you win these big numbers, I'll buy one. But then I've had these thoughts before. Like, obviously it's an exciting thing if you won and you think about, oh, having a beautiful apartment in Yerushalayim and being able to be secure for life and be able to do mitzvahs with it. Even saying it's the way a Ben Torah should think, even in a good way, right? But then you start to think, maybe, I don't know how many of you have thought like this, you know what the chrayas would be? Those responsibility would be to think what to do with that money in the right way. What should you support with all that money that's possible for tzedakah? And what Chas Shem, what Kosh Baruch Hu is judging every luxury that you buy, whether you need this or think about it. Is it permissible and is it okay for me to buy this luxury when, if not, I could be fine driving this car and I could be supporting people who really need it, right? I could give it. It's really cheshbonos after cheshbonos. It's not posh. It's very, very hard. It's a big nisayon to have a lot of money. Because the Kosh Baruch Hu is judging you on how you use that money. It's very hard. That's a big nisayon, just as much of a nisayon to be poor. In different ways. There are different nisayonos. But if we understand life is about avodas Hashem, and winning that melchama, it's just as much a nisayon as it is to be rich as it is to be poor. V'myel ben chayel. If someone's a real soldier, let's look back inside. V'natach ha-melchama mikol tzadim. And you'll be victorious from all sides, no matter what Hashem sends your way. Hu ye Adam Asholim, then you'll be complete. Asher Yizke L'Davik B'Boro. You'll be Zoichet, then you'll cling to Hashem. When you show Hashem, I could, in every situation, I'm taking it on. I'm taking on this Nisoyon. I'm taking on this test. V'yetze, and you'll leave. Let's just finish this paragraph. V'yetze min ha'prizder hazeh. And you'll leave this corridor, as we said, Olam HaZeh. You'll leave that. Remember the Mishnah Navos, Olam HaZeh, Olam HaPruzdah from the Olam HaBa. You'll get out of the hallway. I don't want to live my life in the hallway. Live a life in the hallway. Live a life. I want to enter into the palace. Be kaneis betraklin. You'll enter the palace. Leor be'orachayim. To be enlightened. To be full of that light of life. I'll be zoicha to that if I'm able to create the nisim and raise the nes, raise the banner from all these nisyonos, which show me that I take it seriously. It's not easy. It's a milchama. But as we say in Eov, Adam la'amol yulad. Adam la'amol yulad. Our purpose of life is to toil. It's not supposed to be easy. But there's something waiting for us. We see that Yaakov Avinu, on whatever level Yaakov Avinu was, that he bikesh Yaakov leishe v'shalva. He wanted to live in tranquility. He wanted to live in peace, have it easy. That's not the way of an Eved Hashem. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov, l'dayan l'tzadikim mashu mitakin lem b'olam haba, elim v'vakshim v'yeshe v'shalva b'olam hazeh. You'll have it in the next world. It's not enough. Now's not the time. Adam l'amol yulad. It's not supposed to be easy. A life of amelos, a life of toil, a life of passing these nisyonos, whatever way HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends it to us. Ukefi hashir asher kavas es yitzro. And according to the level, the measurement that we capture that yetzer hara, and capture it, mamish, not just do away with it for the moment, mamish, capture it. Based on that tafkid achayim that I know I have, atav voisov, and capture our taivas. V'nisrachek min arachikim oso. And we distance ourselves in that which distances us. Takes chachma. We started off by talking about how much this world is full of that which is marchik us. Full of taivas, full of distancing us from their bo'in shalom. So we have to be marchik from them. We have to set up gedarim to make sure we're not around that which takes us away from this. Nisrachek min arachikim. Oso me'atov. And we try hard to cling to him. You'll reach it. That's what's going to reach you. I mean, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring you. You'll be besimcha. Ultimately, it's amazing. And the Rambam says it here again. That's what's going to be. Forget about it. Sometimes I like to say all the time, forget about, in a sense, and if I could say this, I don't know if this is a shemetz, of course, is what I'm saying, but forget about the Rabbanu Shlom. Think about yourself. Do you want simcha? Do you want to feel good? Do you want to feel successful? So that's the life you have to live. Because we all know when we fall to the taivas, we feel like garbage. We know we're not fulfilling our avos. We know what we're supposed to be doing. Our neshama for sure knows it. And we'll be zoiche to it. And if we put in amelos, we'll be zoiche. As the Gemara Megillah says, yagati umatzasi tamen. You put in the effort, matzasi, you'll find it. You'll find more than you even deserve. Matzasi the metziah. I don't deserve it. I just found it. But Hashem will give me more and more. Should be zoiche. Each and every one of us should be zoicha. That if we're willing to fight the Mulchama, we're willing to understand it's a Mulchama and be willing to fight the Mulchama, Ken Yasigu v'yismachbo, we'll be zoicha to reach very high levels in Dveikas L'Hashem. V'yismachbo, we'll be b'simcha with ourselves, b'simcha with Rabbeinu Shalom, and b'simcha z'chaim every moment of life.